Good evening, and God bless you all. If you are just tuning in, you are listening to the Gospel Truth broadcast, and we are so excited to be with you tonight. We want to invite you to pray, to sing, and to praise the Lord with us. So go ahead and grab your Bibles, your pen and your paper, open up your hearts and your minds to hear and receive the Gospel Truth. And at this time, we're going to ask if Evangelist Sheila Hameen would lead us in our opening prayer.
With our minds on the Lord, let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We bless your holy name, O God. We come to you and we humble ourselves before you. Lord, we call upon your holy name. We ask, Lord, that you will search our hearts while we're praying this prayer. Whatever you're not pleased with, O God, be merciful and forgive, O God. Take away our transgressions.
Yes,
wash away our iniquities. Oh, my God, clean us up on the inside and on the outside.
Yes,
Lord, move upon us with your power, oh God. We're looking unto you, Lord, and we're depending on you. We need a touch from you tonight. Lord, send your anointing and destroy the yoke of bondage.
Yes,
the enemy on every side.
Yes,
Lord, we need your help tonight, Jesus.
Jesus.
Stop by, Lord, for just a little while and lay your hand upon us. Lord,
yes,
give us strength and give us power. Help us, O Lord, to do your will. We are praying, O God, that you will bless this broadcast tonight.
Yes,
oh, God, bless abundantly and send forth your word. Let your word have free course. Oh, God, let your word go out. Let it reach every listener in a special way. In the name of Jesus.
In the name
of Jesus. Oh, my God, be merciful. And forgive sins tonight, Jesus. Blot out transgressions. Have mercy, O Lord, and save in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
Lord. We pray for healing and for restoration. We pray, God, that you will minister unto us, Lord, the things that we stand in need of.
Yes,
spiritually and naturally, O God, mentally, emotionally, financially, O God. We know, Lord, that you are acquainted with all of our grief, and you know our pain and suffering. You know, O God, that we are just down here, that our frame is weak. Lord, we ask, God, that you will strengthen us where we're weak, that you will build us up where we're torn down. Oh, God, make us all over, create in us a clean heart, and renew a right spirit within us.
Yes,
we're waiting on you, Lord Jesus.
We're waiting.
We're down here waiting, my God.
Yes,
while
Lord.
We're waiting, Lord, we ask that you will bless, that you will touch, that you will heal in the name of Jesus. Work things out for us, oh God. Not
please,
our will, Lord, but let your holy will be done. Lord, and we're asking you to remember those who are on the prayer list. Look upon them right now, Lord, one by one, and
yes,
name
Lord.
By name.
In the
bless
name
them
of
tonight,
Jesus.
Lord, with the blessing that they stand in need of.
Yes, Lord,
Lord
Jesus.
Be merciful, God. Heal. Raise them up, Lord Jesus. Do wonders in their lives. And those who are not saved tonight, oh, my God, I pray that you will touch their minds.
Yes,
their
Lord.
Hearts,
touch, Lord
break
Jesus.
Up stony hearts.
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus, help somebody to turn from their ways. Help
yes,
them, Lord.
Lord
Jesus. Give them the strength. Give them, Lord, put it in their mind to turn away from the world.
Yes,
walk
Lord.
Walk away from the world. We know you're able to do
you're
it.
You're able to do it.
There's nothing too hard, and there's
nothing
no soul that you cannot reach. Oh,
yes,
God,
Lord.
We ask that you will reach them tonight and turn them around. Oh, my God, change their direction. Send
Jesus.
Them in the way you have them to go. In the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Oh, my God, remember all of those who are sick in their bodies. Lord, we pray that you would touch them, heal them, and raise them up. Have your way in their life. Let your glory be revealed. Let the power of God be made manifest. And Lord, we ask that you will bless us during this broadcast. And Lord God, we ask that you will move in miraculous ways and
yes,
do
Lord.
Wonders. Oh, Lord, bless this ministry.
Bless
Lord, your people, Lord Jesus. Lord, strengthen us as we minister together. And bring us closer to you, O God. Help
us,
Lord Jesus, to do your will, O God.
But
we cannot do it of ourselves. We need your help. And, Lord, we ask for guidance and for direction. Show us the way, Lord Jesus. And we ask you, Lord, to remember those who are bereaved of their loved ones, O God. We pray that you will comfort and console them, Lord Jesus. Be close to them and wrap your arms around them. Keep them, Lord, and uphold
them, oh Lord,
during this difficult time. In the name of Jesus, oh my Lord, have your way and let your holy will be done. And Lord, we give you thanks and we bless your holy name. And we thank you for hearing our prayers. We thank you for answering prayer, Lord. We thank you for your touch, oh God. We thank you for your healing power.
Thank you,
yes, Lord Jesus, for the moving of your spirit. We thank you, oh God, for the outpouring of your spirit, Lord. We thank you for the wonders and for the miracles. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, glory to your name, Lord. We thank you for strengthening us, for encouraging us, and for increasing our faith. Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Praise your name, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
From the 92nd number of Psalm, beginning with the first verse. That's the 92nd number of Psalm, beginning with verse 1, and I'm reading from the King James Version Bible. And it reads, "It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to shew forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night. Upon an instrument of 10 strings and upon the psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound. For thou, Lord, has made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hands. O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. A brutish man knoweth not, neither doth a fool understand this. When the wicked spring as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed forever. But thou, Lord, art most high forevermore. For lo, thine enemies, O Lord, for lo, thine enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. But my horn shalt thou exalt like the horn of an unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil." Amen. Thank God for doing this word, the 92nd number of Psalm, the first throughout the 10th verses. And we just want to thank everyone so much for tuning into the Gospel Truth broadcast with Evangelist Maybell Edmond. Just want to let you know you can tune in every Tuesday and Sunday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. The dial-in number is 701-802-5175, and the access code is 584-7681. We also want to acknowledge Evangelist Sheila Hameen, who hosts the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show with co-host Evangelist Maybell Edmond on Friday nights at 7 o'clock p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 3:30 p.m. The dial-in number is 319-527-6763. You may also tune in online at www.blogtalkradio.com/My King Service, title One School and One is O-N-E. And you may also listen to Evangelist Maybelle's Gospel Truth broadcast at blogtalkradio.com/Grace Radio 5, and 5 is F-I-Z-E. And just want to read our prayer list. We want to continue to pray for Henry Edmond, who is currently at Cooper Hospital with COVID. We want to continue to pray for Chris Lane, Sister Mary Edmond, the bereaved McFadden family, Michael Carr, Brother Seti Lawhorn, Larry Denson, Deacon and Sister Gatewood, Maria McBride, Robin Manfay, who was diagnosed with terminal cancer, Steve Island Sr., who was also diagnosed with cancer, Tawana Hill, Missionary Lisa Johnson, Sister Adele, Brother Marshall and family, Charles Morris, Evangelist Cynthia Edmond, the Anderson family, Titus Edmond Sr., Steve from Upper Darby, Deborah and her daughter, Carlton for deliverance, Miss Sissy, Patrick Miller, Jonathan West, the Marcus West, and all those who are currently requesting prayer. And those are all of the announcements that I have at this time. I'm just going to sing a portion of this song. While I'm down here praying, Lord, search my heart. While I'm down here praying, Lord, search my heart. While I'm down here praying, Lord, search my heart. You know, Lord, whether I'm right, and you know, Lord, whether I'm wrong. You know whether I'm right, and you know when I'm wrong. Whoa, while I'm down here praying, Lord, search my heart. Oh, while I'm down here praying, Lord, search my heart. While I'm down here praying, Lord, search my heart. 'Cause you know, Lord, whether I'm right, and you know, Lord, whether I'm wrong. You know whether I'm right, and you know whether I'm wrong. While I'm down here singing, Lord, search my heart. While I'm down here singing, Lord, search my heart. While I'm down here singing, Lord, search my heart. Oh, 'cause you know, Lord, whether I'm right, and you know, Lord, whether I'm wrong. You know whether I'm right, and you know when I'm wrong. Amen. Praise the Lord. At this time, we're going to turn the broadcast into the hands of Evangelist Sheila Hameen, that she may have words of encouragement and introduce our speaker.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I do give honor to God. I give honor to whom honor is due. Thank the Lord for prayer. Thank God for the word of God, the scripture that was read, and also that beautiful selection. Praise the Lord. It's indeed a blessing to be back on the Gospel Truth broadcast tonight. So glad that you tuned in. So glad that the Lord has blessed you. Amen. And he continues to bless you. And I want to encourage you to just give thanks unto the Lord, because we all have so much to be thankful for. We all can praise him in the song. Amen. We can praise him with hand claps. We can praise him with the foot stomp, with the shout, yeah. Hallelujah. Be to God. It's a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. Amen. And I feel good down in my soul. I feel like giving thanks to the Lord. And while we're praying, while we're praising him,
yes.
Amen, we ought to do it from our heart, because
yes.
we want God to accept our praise.
Amen.
We want God
That's
to be
right.
pleased with the way we praise him, the way we
Amen.
Sing, the way we pray, whatever we do. We want the Lord to be pleased. Amen.
That's right.
Praise God. I just thank God. I feel so happy tonight for how the Lord has truly been blessing us. And I want to encourage you to get ready for the word of God. Get ready to hear the word from the Lord. Open your heart, open your ears that you may hear. And I'm talking about your spiritual ears. Open your ears that God may speak to you. Open your heart that the word of God may enter into your heart. Amen. And change everything about you. Glory be to God, because God is that kind of God. He'll start changing you on the inside, and that change will start working on the outside, and the people will see the glory of God, what the Lord has done for you. And the word of God is just that powerful that it can get in your heart and make a change in your life, and God will be glorified in your life. So at this time, let us put our minds on the Lord and get ready to receive the word of God. And I present to you the speaker in the person of Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. And as she comes forth, let us pray for her and along with her as she ministers the word of God at this time. God bless Evangelist May.
My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus Christ and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. Praise the Lord. That little song just dropped in my spirit. My hope is in Jesus. Glory to God.
Yes, Lord.
As we turn our hearts and minds toward the word of God, let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity. We pray that you will touch, O Lord. Touch my body, O Lord. Give me strength, O Lord, that I may project the word of God. We pray that you let your word go out. Let it reach some soul. Let some soul be touched and blessed. Let some soul say, what must I do to be saved? Help somebody to yield themselves to you that you might come into their lives. In Jesus' name we pray. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. First number of Psalm, verse 3, Jeremiah 17, verse 7 and 8. And we're going to go to the book of Colossians, the first chapter, and we're going to begin with verse 19. Praise the Lord. And my title tonight is The Hope of Glory. My theme, Jesus is my hope. Now, I don't know who your hope is, but Jesus is my hope on tonight in no man down here. I'm not looking to no one down here, but my trust is in Jesus because he is my hope tonight. Glory to God. Hope is a desire with expectation of fulfillment. It's trust. It's reliance. A desire accompanied by expectation of fulfillment. Now, Jesus has gone away, but he promised that he was going away to prepare a place for us, that where he is, we can be there too. So that's my, I am looking for the Lord to come, and when he comes, I'm looking for him to catch me up that I may be where he is. That is my expectation. That is my hope. Also, hope is also something hoped for, one that gives promise for the future. And Jesus, as I stated, he promised us a home where he is. So I'm looking for this expectation. And the Bible tells us in Romans, the 8th chapter, for we are saved by hope. But hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why do he yet hope for? But if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. And that's what I'm waiting for. Glory to God, this hope, this expectation, I don't see it, but my trust is in the Lord, and I believe that if I wait on him with patience and wait for it, glory to God, that the Lord will bring it to pass. My expectation is in the Lord. I'm not expecting no one down here to take me through what I must go through. I'm not expecting anyone down here to take me up to heaven, because it's going to be Jesus that come back and take the church away. And I want to be a part of it. I want to be caught up to meet the Lord in the air. This is my expectation. This is why I deny myself. This is why I give up the right for the wrong. Glory to God. I want to make heaven my home. I want to go to that mansion that Jesus had prepared for me. The word of God tells us in Jeremiah 17 and verse 7, it says, blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, and whose hope the Lord is. I tell you, the Lord is my hope. My trust is in him. And the Bible is saying, happy is that man that trusteth in the Lord. When you know that your trust is in the Lord, you can be happy, and your hope is the Lord. Hallelujah. For he shall be as a tree planted by the waters that spread about her roots by the river, and shall not see when the heat cometh, but her leaf shall be green and shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. Glory to God. It's not going to cease. It's not going to stop bringing forth fruit, because we're trusting in the Lord, and he is our hope. The book of Psalm 1 and 3 says, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Blessed is that man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. That is the Christian's delight. Glory to God. They delight in the law of the Lord. And he'll be like that tree that's planted by the rivers of water. Glory to God. As long as it's planted by the rivers of water, it's going to bring forth fruit and it's going to prosper. If you're in Christ and you maintain that hope and do the will of God, you will prosper. You will grow in the Lord. Glory to God. The word is telling us that for we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. If you see everything, what are you hoping for? Some people, they're not trusting in the Lord. Their hope is not in God. Hallelujah. Amen. They want to see everything, but the hope of the Christian or the born-again believer in God, you might not see it, but you have a great expectation. You're looking for the fulfillment of God's word. Also, something that is hoped for. You're hoping that in that day when the Lord returns, that you will be caught up to meet the Lord. why art thou cast down? Sometimes we feel cast down. Seems like things are not moving as fast as we would like. And it seems like nothing is happening. Say, why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him.
Yes.
I'm going to praise him, even though I don't see the way. I'm going to praise him. Glory to God, for I shall yet praise him, who is the health of my countenance. And
yes,
my God, he is my God. He is the help of my countenance. Glory to God. Even though we might feel cast down, we can speak to our own soul and say, soul, why? Why art thou cast down? Why art thou disquieted with me, within me? We can tell the Lord. We can tell self. Hope thou in God, because we got a God that will do just what he said he would do. He will not fail. He will not let us down. Glory to God, he will perform that which he said he would do. God is a right now God. He's a righteous God. Hallelujah. He keeps his word. Somebody said, our word is our bond. Glory to God. Well, God, he keeps his word. He will not let us down. He will not fail us. But God, he will do just what he said he would do. And I take him at his word. I believe the God that I serve. The Bible is telling us in Colossians 1 and 19, for it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell, and having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself. By him, I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven, you that were sometimes alienated and enemies in your mind. You see, we were aliens. And we were enemies in our own mind by our wicked works. Yet now have he reconciled, even though we were enemies and we were alienated in time past. But now the Lord has reconciled us. He has brought us back to God. And that's why we have this hope, which is in Christ Jesus, in the body of his flesh through death, to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight. If ye continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel, which ye have heard and which was preached to every creature which is under heaven, whereof I, Paul, am made a minister. This was Paul speaking to the Colossians. He said, who now rejoice in my sufferings for you. Paul was rejoicing in his sufferings for the people of God, that and fill up that which is behind of the afflictions of Christ in my flesh for his body's sake, which is the church. We are the church, a living organism. And wherefore, I am made a minister according to the dispensation of God, which is given to me for you to fulfill the word of God. Even the ministry which have been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to his his saints, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of his ministry among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. He is the hope of glory. Hallelujah. Whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus, whereunto I also labor, striving according to his work, which worketh in me mightily. Hallelujah. I believe the Lord worked in Paul. He did mighty works in Paul's life. Hallelujah. He went from place to place preaching the word of God and causing souls to come unto the Lord. Glory to God. He said, Christ, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. He is our hope tonight. No other hope, nobody else can we depend on. But we got to hope in God. And
go ahead.
In the Lord God Almighty.
Amen.
He will work everything out all right, even though we might feel cast down sometimes. But the word says, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. All
you
that hope in the Lord, God will strengthen your heart. Sometimes we lack in courage, but he said, be of good courage, and he shall, is still with God's seal, he shall strengthen your heart. And all ye that hope in the Lord, if your hope is not in the Lord, glory to God, you won't be strengthened, but your hope must be in the Lord. Hallelujah. For thou art my hope. Oh, Lord God, thou art my trust from my youth. I believe the scripture was read earlier this afternoon. Hallelujah. And it said, for thou art my hope. Oh, Lord God, thou art my trust from my youth. The psalmist David, he began to acknowledge that God was his trust, even from his youth, even from a child. He learned to trust in the Lord. He learned to hope in God. And that's why he knew of a surety that God was his hope. I know that he is my hope. I'm trusting in my God. I'm hoping and I'm looking for that expectation. Glory to God that he's going to take me through everything that I'm going through down here, that he will help me to overcome every situation in my life. Hallelujah. For the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, whereof ye heard before in the word of the truth of the gospel. We heard the gospel. We heard the truth in time past. We were aliens. We were strangers from the commonwealth. Hallelujah. But now, since Jesus has come into our life, we are no more strangers. We are no more alienated from our God. But we, as the people of God, have been reconciled unto the Lord. That's why the word of God says, happy is the man that trusteth in the Lord. Glory to God. 1 Peter 1:3 said, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his Jesus,
thank you, Lord,
has risen,
yes, Lord,
from the dead. Yes, he was dead, but he's alive because he has risen. And now we can say, blessed be the God of our Father and of our Lord Jesus,
yes,
Christ. Glory to God. He has risen. He has given us life. Through his death, we became saints of God. Through his,
yes,
dying on Calvary's,
amen,
cross. The Bible's telling us now, wherefore gird up the loins of your mind, be sober and hope to the end, for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus, the revelation, hallelujah, of Jesus Christ, the grace that is to be brought unto us. Therefore, we might as well go ahead and gird up,
yes,
the loins of our mind. Be sober. Don't be joking with the things of this world, with carnality and everything that is not according to the word of God. But help us, oh Lord, help us, Jesus, to gird up our loins and get busy and work for the Lord while we can. Hallelujah. Payday's coming after a while. And I want to be ready. I want to be caught up to meet the Lord in the air. Glory to God. And the Bible said, in every man that has his hope in him purifies himself, even as he is pure. Glory to God. Sometimes things come upon us, but we try to purify ourselves. Hallelujah. We try,
mm-hmm,
to get it right, and we try to make sure we're in the word of God, because we want to be pure, even as he is pure. Nothing unrighteous is going in. Hallelujah. Nothing that is not holy is not going to go in. We must purify ourselves and be righteous so that we may enter in to the kingdom of God. Thank you, Jesus. Hope in the Lord. Don't hope in these things down here. They're not going to last. They're only temporal, only but for a short time. Hallelujah. But after a while, it's all going to be over. And we want to be found pure and righteous and in the word of God. Glory,
amen,
to God. I believe Job said, if thou prepare thine heart and stretch out thine hands toward him, he said, happy. Glory to God. In the book of Psalm 146:5, said, happy is he that has the God of Jacob for his help. He is my help. He's the God of Jacob, but he is my help, whose hope is in the Lord his God. Glory to God. We got to hope in God. Hope in the Lord. Jesus is my hope tonight. I'm trusting in him because I know he's able to take me through whatever it is that I must go through. My hope is in the Lord. Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord and whose hope the Lord is. If you're trusting in the Lord and you have the Lord on your side, you're going to be happy. You're going to be a blessed person. Glory to God. The word of God tells us in Romans 15:13, now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. It's through the power of the Holy Ghost, not boasting of things without our measure, that is, of other men's labor. We're not boasting about other men's labor, but we have this hope that when your faith is increased, that we shall be enlarged by you according to our rule abundantly. And we look to Jesus, we look to that blessed hope and that glorious appearing of the great God and our salvation, the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. And that's in Titus 2 and 13. And I have one more scripture. Praise the Lord. Psalms number 16 and 9 says, therefore my heart is glad and my glory rejoices. My flesh also shall rest in hope. Glory to God. I thank God for his word on tonight. There may be somebody out there in radio land. You know that your hope is not in the Lord. And you know that you are not in the Lord. But you want to be in Jesus. You want to be found pure and righteous. And you want that hope, that expectation, that when you receive Jesus, that you can be caught up to meet him in the air. Now is the time to give your life to Jesus. Now is the time to receive that hope of glory. Now you can turn your heart over to the Lord. You can give your life to Jesus before it's too late. Time is running out. We live in the last days. We don't know how much more time we have left down here on the face of this earth. But we do know that time is short, because we can see the signs of the second coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And if you want to be ready, you can receive his word tonight, and God can deliver you tonight. So as we turn our hearts and minds toward the Lord, let us bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your word. We thank you for that blessed hope that you have given, glory to God, that we might be saved, that we might be able to make it into the kingdom of God. Help us to take you at your word. Help us to believe on you as the scripture has said. We pray that you look upon us with compassion and with mercy, O Lord. We pray, Lord, that you move everything out of our lives that is not like you. We want to be saved. We want to endure to the end. We want to be able to be caught up to meet you in the air. We know you're able, Lord. Jesus, cleanse us from everything that is contrary to your will. Bless our souls. Help us to be ready. Help us, Jesus, to seek your faith. Oh, my God, help us to trust in you and take you at your word. For your word is true. You cannot fail. You cannot lie. We're dependent on you, Lord. The hope of glory. We need you to take us through. We can't make this journey on our own. We are pilgrims. Hallelujah. We're traveling through this barren land. We need you, Lord, to guide us every step of the way. Go with us, stand by us, lead us, O Lord. Guide and direct our path.
Teach us
to acknowledge you in all our ways, that we might be directed by you, Lord. Help us, Jesus. We're seeking to feed you in every way.
Yes,
help us to deny ourselves, to take up our cross and follow you, and to be willing to suffer a while. Jesus, help us, oh Lord. We know you're able to take us through, Lord. Jesus, we pray that you look on all the listeners. We pray that you touch them right now, Lord. Those that are not saved, we pray
that you will save her. We pray that you will have mercy on her. We pray that you will draw them in with your bands of love. Have mercy, O Lord. Touch their hearts and minds. Draw them unto you, Lord. Fill with the Holy Ghost. Look on those that are sick and afflicted. Touch and heal their bodies.
Touch,
work miracles in their lives. That your name may be glorified. Lord, you get the glory. You get the glory. Not unto us, O Lord. We bless your holy name. Glory to God. Look upon all those that are institutionalized. We pray that you touch right now, Lord. We pray that you send mercy. We pray that you deliver. We know thou art a deliverer. You can do everything. We're depending on you. You are the hope. The hope, Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus, help somebody to look to you as never before. Help them, Lord, to take their burden to you, Lord. For we know thou art a burden there. You're able to do all things. We're depending on you tonight. Continue to bless, Lord. Continue to save. Continue to strengthen and encourage. Lord, we thank you right now, Lord. We thank you for your word. We thank you, oh Lord, for this great expectation. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name, Lord. We give glory and honor to you, Lord. Your name is worthy, Lord. Jesus, help us to praise you. Help us to give thanks unto you. Help us to lift you up, Lord. Help us, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Go with us and stand by us, oh Lord. Continue to bless this radio broadcast. Continue to have your way. Continue to sing your word. Your word is precious, Lord. Help us, oh Lord, to tell of your goodness, to proclaim your name in the name of Jesus, to lift you up in the highest, for thou art worthy. Your name is worthy. Help us, O Lord, to praise you, O Lord, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Help us to serve you with all our heart, all our mind, and all our soul, O Lord. Help us to give your name the praise, to be thankful unto you, and bless your holy name. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for how you blessed us. We thank you, O Lord. We believe you today. We thank you at your word. In the name of Jesus, we are believing you for great things. Our hope is in you. We know you can do everything, Lord. That's why we're dependent on you to take us through every test and every trial, to heal, to save, and to deliver. In the name of Jesus, now, Lord, we pray that you will go with us, stand by us, lead, guide, and direct our path. Show us the way that you would have us to go. Help us to endure until the end. And we will give thy name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. The broadcast into the hands of Evangelist Hameen.
Amen. Praise be to God. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord for that beautiful message coming through the woman of God. Praise be to God. She was speaking about the hope of glory. The Lord is my hope. This has to be personal. You have to have him as your personal savior. Amen. And the Bible lets us know that we are blessed. We are happy. The Lord is our hope. So tonight, she began to preach, and she brought out the various scriptures, and she was just breaking it down and making it so plain of how this hope with this great expectation, what we're looking forward to, the Lord himself is our hope. Amen. Praise God. And I tell you, my soul was touched
through the Word of God. And if you can think of any particular time when you might have looked around and it seemed like there was no hope, and to know that the Lord is your hope, that is just, you're happy to know that, because everyone doesn't have the Lord as their hope. Praise the Lord. And if you're looking for hope tonight, why don't you make the Lord your hope? I thank God for that beautiful, powerful message coming through Evangelist May, a very timely message. And it's indeed the truth that we can see all the things that are going on around us. We don't know how long we're going to be here. You better have some kind of expectation of some kind of hope, amen, in these last days, because there is turmoil, there's tragedy, there's trouble all around. But blessed is the man whose hope the Lord is. If
amen.
The Lord is your hope tonight, you are truly blessed. Amen.
Yes.
And I thank God. And I truly enjoyed that message. And I want to say to Evangelist May to continue to preach the Word of God, and also thank God for that anointed prayer. Keep preaching, keep praying. I know that prayer changes things. Prayer truly does work. Amen. So all of you who are listening, I encourage you to take this Word of God in for yourself. Amen. And if the Lord is not your hope tonight, why don't you make the Lord your hope? I thank God for the beautiful message. At this time, we're going to give way for remarks. Any of the clergy who are on the broadcast tonight who would like to have remarks, you are certainly welcome to do so at this time. God bless.
Praise God. I thank God for the word that came through Miss May on tonight. She preached out of her word. I want to encourage her to continue to preach the word.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the word of God coming through Evangelist Maybell, talking about the hope of glory. And truly, my expectation is in the Lord. The Lord is my hope. And she began to let us know that this hope is that desire coupled with expectation. And we have this earnest expectation, and we believe that our expectation is, she said, great expectation, that this expectation, it will be met. It was a very beautiful message. I enjoyed it. Evangelist Maybell, keep on preaching the word of God.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Any other clergy on the line? If not, we just thank God for those beautiful remarks and words of encouragement. We just thank the Lord once again for that beautiful and powerful message coming through Evangelist May, and also the prayer. And that invitation was extended to anyone who needs hope, anyone who is in despair, anyone who feels lost. The Lord can be your hope. Will you accept him as your hope? You need to have him in your life. And I encourage you to continue to seek after the Lord. And at this time, we're going to turn the remainder of the broadcast into the hands of Evangelist May. God bless you, Evangelist.
Evangelist. And I believe we have Sister Rhoda on the line. If she would like to give some remarks or have words to say, she may do so.
Yeah, hallelujah. I really want to thank the Lord. He's such a wonderful God for this powerful message. I want to thank the Lord for reminding us about the second coming. Jesus is coming back, children of God. The Bible says in this world we have so many trials and tribulations, but the Lord has overcome the world. So my remarks is that let us be strong. Let us continue holding on Jesus. And trusting in him is able. I know sometimes as human beings we feel so weary, we don't know what to do, but our hope is in the Lord.
Yes.
Each one of us, God give us strength to focus on him. Jesus is our Lord. He's our helper. Let us live in holiness and righteousness, because God, Jesus is coming from the righteous church.
Yes.
It's no serving two masters. Today you are on Jesus, tomorrow you are another side. May the Lord help each of us to stand firm and hold on Jesus, live a righteous life. Because the Bible says, without purity of heart, nobody shall see God. Without holiness, nobody shall see God. May the Lord help each of us. Thank you so much, woman of God. May the Lord continue to use you for his glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for those beautiful remarks coming to Sister Rhoda. And I thank the Lord for her. Found out that I wasn't feeling well. She called and had prayer with me over the phone. I tell you, that was right on time. That's what I needed, prayer. And I tell you, the Lord, he touched me, and I tell you, I feel so much better. I thank the Lord for what he is doing and how he is working. God knows how to deliver the godly out of the temptation. He knows. He's a way maker. I thank him for being on time. He's an on-time God. So I would encourage you, Sister Rhoda, keep listening in. God has great things in store for you.
Amen.
For each of our evangelists on the line, we thank God for you, for your help, for assisting me in this, on this broadcast. That means so much to me, and I thank the Lord for it. I want to encourage you to continue to let the Lord have his way. And we want, that's what we want. We want to, the Lord to take control and have his way. If the Lord needs you to sing something or to do something, feel free to do it on this broadcast, because we don't want to go in a form and a fashion, but we want God to have his way. So we thank the Lord for everyone that's on the line. We encourage every listener to continue to tune in, get your blessing, whatever it is that you need from the Lord, God has it. We thank the Lord tonight. So we look forward to being back here again on Tuesday night, if the Lord say the same. Thank the Lord. If that's all, anyone else have anything to
say? I would like to just make mention, Evangelist May. I was thinking about that song that you started off with, My Hope is Built on Nothing Less than Jesus' Blood and Righteousness. And that song is just resonating in my heart.
Praise
the Lord. And I haven't heard that in a while, and I was glad to hear you sing. I haven't heard you sing in a good while. Praise the Lord. But I enjoyed that.
Thank the Lord.
Just letting the Lord have his way and letting God use you. Because this is a beautiful ministry, and I thank God for it.
Thank the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord. I'm not a singer, not much of a singer, especially now. My voice has changed on me. So I really have to depend on the Lord now. Glory to God. If that's all, send to Cynthia. Send to Khadijah.
Not at this time. Thank you.
Okay, the Lord. Well, we thank the Lord for everyone, every minister. At this time, this brings the broadcast to a close. And I want to say God bless you and good night.